This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We did agree that we would spend the second half of our show today to essentially provide a tribute to Fiona, the late Fiona Richardson, who was the member for Northcote and the Minister for Women's Affairs. A bit of a trailblazer in the work that she did over the last couple of years. What we've done this morning is we've got a number of guests who are actually going to help us to create this tribute. The very first is one of her ministerial colleagues, the Minister for Children, Families and Youth, Jenny Makarkos. Jenny Makarkos, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tess.
Thank you for making yourself available this morning.
Thank you. It's a great opportunity to be able to join your program.
Thank you. Thank you for making the time. Tell us, you worked with Jenny Makarkos as a ministerial colleague.
No, she is Jenny Makarkos.
Thank you, Maka. You worked with Fiona as a ministerial colleague. What are your impressions? What are your last remaining thoughts and memories of the times that you had with Jenny? With Fiona, I'll keep on doing this.
Look, it's been an incredibly sad time for the whole Labor family over the last 1 or 2 weeks. Firstly, the shock in hearing that she wasn't going to stand again, because I knew how important being a parliamentarian and a minister was to her personally, and of course her very untimely loss at the age of 50. Look, I had the great pleasure and privilege to be a friend and colleague of Fiona. We worked in the trenches locally together. She was elected in 1996 and I had been to 2006 and I had been a Member of Parliament quite a few years before that. So we had the opportunity to work together locally, campaign together, and I knew what a tremendous local MP she was. I know that, you know, every time I will drive down St George's Road, and there was this notorious bottleneck roundabout just before you got into North Fitzroy, just near the Mary Creek there. She got rid of that. And every time I drive down St George's Road now, I think of Fiona. I know when the Chandler Highway Bridge is completed, the duplication there, I'll think of Fiona. The school project she was involved in, you know, she left a great legacy for Northcote people. But I guess what she's more widely known for is her tremendous legacy in family violence reform. To lead and oversee the Royal Commission into Family Violence, Australia's first Royal Commission into Family Violence, is going to really leave a tremendous legacy of reform for our state, and I hope, hopefully, for the entire nation. And I know other states are watching Victoria's reforms with a great deal of interest.
Minister, go ahead.
I was just going to say, add also, you know, getting things like respectful relationships into our schools, championing family violence leave for our public sector workers, which hopefully will go on to be an entitlement for other workers across our workforce, and championing and leading Victoria's first gender equality strategy, which I know other states are now looking to emulate. So there's a real record of achievement there in 2.5 years as a minister.
Minister, it's Justin. I'm very sorry about your friend. You must be blown away, though, by the outpouring and the things that have been said about her. It's been quite beautiful, I thought, in the last week.
Yeah, look, I thought the memorial service on Thursday was a really fitting tribute to Fiona's legacy. It was great to see so many people there from the local community who'd been touched with her and supported and helped by her as a local MP. But, you know, right across the Labor Party, across who various organisations, from the family violence sector to women's health services to so many others who were there to show their support and to acknowledge and pay their respects to Fiona. So I was very heartened by that. I was very pleased, and I thought it was very appropriate too, because I thought it was also lovely to see the acknowledgement that was made of her entire family.
Yes.
I know many people were very touched by Fiona and her family, her brothers and her mother, sharing their own personal experience of family violence on Australian Story, which was repeated again a few days ago. And that took a great deal of guts for them to come out with that personal story. And I thought it was great that that was acknowledged as well. And I did go up to them afterwards and thank them for that, because, you know, we sign up as public figures to being, I guess, exposed in terms of, you know, our personal stories and our personal circumstances, but our families don't. And to actually have her family prepared to share that experience took a great deal of courage on their part as well.
I asked her not long after the first screening of the Australian Story why she did that, and she said because she hoped it might help other people.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought that was very humbling, very, very humbling to expose yourself like that on national TV, tell your story, expose your family, your children, your parents, where you've come from, and to say, I just want to help other people. I found that very humbling. Sorry, Mecca.
Absolutely. That took, I think, a great deal of courage on all of their parts. And I think it has helped other people, because I do know for a fact that people have referred to that on numerous occasions, subsequently at various events that I've attended to talk about family violence. The fact that, I guess, it gave people the sense of legitimacy that they could talk about this and not feel any shame, that it was something that's touched so many people in our community, in our society, sadly, and we need to be more open about it.
I think, Jenny, it's Macca that Jane Garrett, who wasn't able to join us this morning, and also Ken Lay, who both spoke very powerfully and personally at the memorial service, and you know, they related personal stories and anecdotes. How would you like to remember? How are you going to remember Fiona if you feel you can share that with our listeners?
Yep. Look, I will think of her as someone who was a very strong woman, but I had also seen the softer side, I guess, of Fiona as well when we were in the trenches. You know, she had cried with me. I knew the warmer, friendly person that she was, and I know that she put on a very brave front when she was ill with cancer, and she certainly wanted people to think of the work that still had to be done, even in her last few moments. I know that she has. With colleagues that she spoke to in those last few weeks, was impressing upon them the need for this work and this reform to continue, and it will. So I see her as someone who was very focused in what she was seeking to achieve. I'd like to think that all of us going to public office to make the world a better place, I certainly know that she did, and she was absolutely determined and focused in what she was trying to achieve, and that is a better world that is one that's respectful of all people, that provides opportunities for all people, and one that is free of violence. And I think that they are worthy objectives that we should all strive towards.
Jenny, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you for sharing your reflections and your memories of Fiona Richardson and the great work that she did. Have a great day.
Thank you, and thanks very much for acknowledging her great work. Thank you very much.
Thanks. That was Jenny Makarkos, Minister for Family and Children and also Minister for Youth Affairs.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.